Welcome, everyone, to The Sixth Sense with Tara Ventura, psychic numerologist and channel. She assists you to envision your potential and discover your unique voice, bringing lively, purposeful, and spiritual topics to the table. Relax and enjoy with an open heart, bringing fun, insights, and captivating viewpoints. Here now is Tara Ventura.
Well, hello, 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 my fellow compassionate beings, and welcome to The Sixth Sense. I'm Tara Ventura, and I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I certainly did. If you spent it with friends or family, you know, and some say they just want to be with their pets. It's whatever you enjoy. I have to tell you what we did, my husband and I. We had a delicious meal of baked almondine fish, dressing and gravy, green beans and almonds, cornbread and chocolate pie. So a little unconventional and a little on the conventional side as well. And then after that, we went to a nearby labyrinth. And oh boy, was that relaxing. I mean, talking about walking meditation, right? You know, labyrinths were popular back in the Middle Ages, and people used to walk them. It was a substitute for going to the pilgrimage to Jerusalem, excuse me. Not everyone could make that long, arduous journey. So labyrinths, therefore, came about. And, you know, they are a maze of paths that don't feel like you're going in any specific direction. They're meandering paths, although you are. You definitely are on a path to a goal. And so, you know, sometimes we feel like that. Sometimes we feel like we're on meandering paths. But we do know, or hopefully we know, that there is a goal at the end of all of this. So, you know, I'm going to bring Karen Decker on in a minute. She called last week, and I'm going to do a mini reading for her. But I think what will be fun for us to do in the upcoming shows is what I'm going to do for her is, if you have any questions about what's going on in your life right now, you know, I will intuitively and numerology, take the numerology in, and let's take a look at that. So you can email me at themagicalmatrix@gmail.com, or you can call me or look at my website, themagicalmatrix.com, and send me your birthday. And you can also send your birth name as well. Your birthday will tell me what you're here to do now. What are you here to do in this lifetime? And it'll give me timing, too. And the reason I'm asking you to send this to me is because it takes me a few seconds or minutes to add up all the numbers. And we don't want dead air silence. So if you will do that, or if you have know anything about numerology, you can add it up yourself and send it to me. But be sure send the birthday too, just so I'll have it. Okay, so do that, and we'll do some mini readings at the top of the hour. All right, Karen, are you on?
Yes, thank you. I'm right here.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear from you. Okay, well, great. And I want to say I appreciate your sending in your name and numbers. And let me ask you first off, I know we spoke a couple weeks ago and you said you had maybe some specific questions, but you wanted some overall information too. Is that correct, Karen?
Yeah. Okay. I'm lost. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life or what is my purpose.
Okay.
And I'm a mess. I've been having trouble getting things going anyway.
Okay. All right.
And I have too much stuff that I've accumulated and inherited and just don't want to be here and can't even face going through it, but I know I have to. So I have like an approach avoidance. I'll do a little bit and then I won't get to it for several days and going back and forth, mm-hmm. and not getting anywhere. I know I'm spinning my wheels and nothing, you know, it's like, is this what I have to do? Anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, interestingly,
and I used to pursue a career, and I didn't think it liked me, so I've been questioning, well, what, and haven't really had anything come.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at that. And you know, this is coming up for you a 4 year, which four has to do with, you know, organization and being practical. And it sounds like you're already doing a little bit of that. With what you say, you're going through some things, but it is really about after the three year of it doesn't really have any form and substance. It's more about being joyful, and hopefully you had a little bit of joy in your life, you know, and playfulness and that sort of thing. The 4 year says, nope. Now, okay, now that you've had a chance to do that, we want you to get practical with things, you know, write down what you want, what it is you want to create in your life. And I have a feeling that would be very good for you, is to write down some values, what it is that you love doing that you've done in the past that bring you joy, and really take that into your purpose. Because, you know, you came into this life with your birth name adds up to a five, and five has to do with, it tells me past lives, you did a lot of traveling, girl. I mean, you really like to look around and experience life and, you know, be on the road and experience different cultures for that matter. And also your birth path, which what you came into this life with, is an 11, which is a master number. And there's four of them, 11, 22, 33, and 44, and then some others that as life goes on, we'll see more and more. But yours at 11, so it tells me that you have a lot of creativity, a lot of psychic intuition, and very idea-oriented. Now, the issue with that sometimes can be, you know, people tell me, I have so many ideas, you know, when I see this double one, because one is double the creativity, double the intuition, double the ideas. And it's like, which one do I grab onto? Which one is right for me? So it's a matter of really, and you're coming into this 4 year, so it's really a matter of you feeling grounded, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's great to use our intuition, because you already do that. It's like you can channel information, but really get grounded. And with your channeling, that's a great idea. With your channeling, write down what it is that you really want to do, what's important to you. Interestingly enough, the 11 birth path is so strong in intuition, you can be a great actor. Huh. So, you know, there you go. And I know you had written me that was something that you're interested in, or that you've done before.
Yeah, I used to do it a lot, and I haven't in quite a while. Haven't stopped thinking about it, but I kind of said, well, okay, happiness must be not meant to be for me. So that's where I went with that, and trying to let it go and open to the universe, fill me up with what is for me, and nothing ever comes.
I understand that. Go ahead, what?
I would like to help people and use psychic gifts to readings too. That kind of thing, but also I don't feel that that's open, so I said, okay, that's not for you.
You know, I think that both that, because like I said, you're very intuitive, and I do think you have the psychic gifts. You were born on the 11th, and you have the 11 birth path, which is all the numbers, are all the numbers combined. So you bring those ones and that psychic intuition into your work, and plus, from the age, well, I'd say about 12, 13, 14 years ago, you started on this path of wanting to give to the world. It's the essence of a nine number, which means that, you know, nines never leave life more beautiful than when they actually leave it more beautiful than when they got here. So it does feel like the dramatic arts, music. I would check back into that, and I would also really take some deep breaths and open up that intuition.
I'd love to.
Yeah. And you know, too, I was looking at your name, and Casey Decker is wonderful. It's a number 44 master number, so it's really, really strong. You may want to use either KD or Karen Decker, because Casey Decker is a very powerful. It may be too much for, you know, to start off that way. So that's just a suggestion.
And, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say we need to go to a break, Karen. Can you hang on for just a second?
Hey, that was quick.
Yeah, that was quick, right? Well, I just wanted to close because I'm going to go ahead and bring our first guest on. But just in closing, I really, you're in this nine pinnacle, and you will be for the rest of your life. And again, that's about bringing the arts and the beauty to life. Okay, so I want you to rethink about what you did before, and whatever you started 2 years ago, which you really enjoyed and love. Whatever you started doing then, think about that. And you can get back with me after the show if you want, because it was that you're really interested in, that you need to keep going with. I would say it was about two and a half, 3 years ago, if that makes any sense.
The only thing I could think of is maybe different spiritual things I've been trying out. I don't know that I started like a project or anything, you know, special 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's probably it, because, you know, it can be an essence of what we bring in. It doesn't have to absolutely be a project. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen. So appreciate your calling in. And again, if you would like to get with me between shows, I would love to talk to you. And take care and enjoy. I know you have a lot of talent, so stay with it, is what I would say. Stay with it.
You mean in the acting area?
Yeah, I feel you in the acting. And the intuitive area, which really is all in the same, because actors are intuitives.
Took it that way, trying to understand the character from the inside out. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have
Well,
any
thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right, my friends. Well, that was a little bit of a sample of a reading, and we thank Karen so much for calling in. Next, we have Robin Landry. She has written a book using the visitations that her son made to his friends, family, and a famous psychic after he passed away 5 years ago. The book is called It's Like Here, Only Better. She is working on a second book using mediums to see what he's doing now. Fascinating. Hey, Robin, are you on the line?
Yes. Hi, Tara. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hello?
How are you doing? Hello. Can
Good.
You hear me?
Yes,
great.
I can hear you.
Well, fantastic, Robin. I so appreciate your coming on today. And, you know, this seems to be afterlife month. You know, my last guest talked in depth about her studies of it. And, you know, tell us a little bit about your story. This is, and I'm just going to preface it with what you say. Robin's son was killed 5 years ago in an accident. And Robin, can you elaborate a little bit on what happened that day, that afternoon?
He was driving there was five people in his pickup truck. And it was 2009, and they were camping up in the logging roads in Washington State, Eastern Washington. And it was really dusty out because of our dry spell. And there was a truck in front of him. And the kids in the truck said that the truck filled with dust and nobody could see. His truck slipped. He tried to correct. He overcorrected, and then it started rolling down the hill. And he was thrown out of the car. No one was wearing seatbelts because they were on a logging road. And one of the girls was slightly hurt, but he was killed. It was a horrible time,
wow,
to say the least.
Wow. You know, Robin, well, of course, and I'm so sorry to hear about your loss. And, you know, as I was reading the beginning of the book, my heart was just, I mean, it's heart-wrenching. You know, as they say, for any parent to lose a child, of course. So out of this has come a wonderful book by Robin. Again, it's called It's Like Here, Only Better. And that is such a courageous way. I guess Tim, in his own way, is bringing forth messages he's bringing messages to friends, families, and to you all. And how did this come about? How is he doing this, Robin, in what different ways?
Well, right after it happened, the kids were gathered in our basement because that's practically where they all lived. We had a pool. And I told him, I said, when someone dies, they try to get hold of people in their dreams. So if you have a dream about him and you'll know the difference, could you please tell me? So the dreams started coming in by way of texts and emails and phone calls. And I wrote each one down, or I had the kids write them down. And within a couple of years, we had all these dreams. Some people had more than one. What was really amazing is the consistency of the dreams. He was saying the same thing over and over. And one of the things I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I noticed that throughout your book.
One of the things he said during one of his dreams, he went over to a friend's house and the mother opened the door and she said, "Oh, Tim, they're going to be so glad to see you." So he goes into his friends where they're having a party, and one of the girls said, "Well, Tim, what's it like over there?" The girl having the dream. And Tim said, "It's great. It's like here, only better."
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That would be the title.
Yeah, and it's, I tell you what, I mean, I'm getting chills as you say it. It just feels like a perfect title because, again, I don't know if you heard our guest from last week, but she's done multiple hours of studies. And apparently, you know, from what she studied and what you're saying here, that it is better. I mean, this is a hard day at school from what some of us feel like. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Have you had any dreams about Tim or of Tim?
Yes, I did. I don't know if there are very many are in there, but I did. And I always know the difference because one time I walked into his room and he was sleeping and I woke him up like I used to on weekends. And I said, "Oh my God, Tim, you have a body. Yours was killed, remember? How do you have one?" And then I'd wake up. And every single time I had the dream, I had like five or six of them. I knew he was dead. That was the crux to every dream. You had to know he was gone. And he had to remember it.
Right.
And everybody did.
So when you have the dream, you know in the dream that he's gone. And so that's interesting to me. So he's coming into your dreams. And, you know, people have dreams where they have messages. But this has been a continuous with so many people, so many friends. And what I've noticed is, it's not just guy friends, because Tim died when he was 19, right? There's so many girls. I mean, in particular, I believe Cassidy, she's had so many of them. So when you've had this dream and you come out of it, you do feel like it's a message, right? It's not just some, you know, off the wall dream that we have sometimes, but this is a true message from him.
Yeah. You always know the difference. Everyone is
always that.
Yeah, it's not what you had for dinner last night.
Right.
It is definitely. And then there was the mirror theme on a couple dreams that ran through. Like he would come in out of a mirror, or he'd go into a mirror. And his hairdresser had a waking vision of him coming in the mirror. So in while she saw him in the mirror, and she kept it to herself because she didn't want people to think she was crazy, but her family took her to see John Edwards, and he pointed her out from the audience.
Wait, Robin,
and
hold that thought. Robin, hold that thought for just a second. We're going to take about a 15-second break, and we're going to be right back because I want to hear this. I know the audience does too, so hold on just a second. All right. Thank you all for holding. This is Tara Ventura, and I'm talking with Robin Landry, and her son passed 5 years ago. He's sending messages through dreams, and then also now she's saying, has the mirror, something about the mirror, as well as John Edwards. So elaborate on that a little bit, Robin.
Oh, so he showed up in the mirror for his hairdresser. He'd been going to her for 14 years. It was really his only hairdresser. And they'd always talk.
Mm-hmm.
And she was taken with her family to see John Edward. And she goes, I didn't believe any of that stuff, but my family was going and they wanted me to go. So from in the back of the room, he pointed her out and said, did you have a son who was killed? She goes, no, my sons are right here. And Edward said, well, he would like a son to you. And she goes, yeah. She said his name was Tim. She goes, oh, my God, yes.
Wow.
And then he said, Tim would like to say he's sorry for scaring you in the mirror.
Oh, my gosh.
Then she just about passed out.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine? I mean, John Edward is the famous psychic medium. So did she see him in the mirror, or he looked like he went back into the mirror? How did that work?
He just appeared in one of her mirrors in where she works, because, you know, you're surrounded by mirrors.
Got it.
And he also said to tell my dad that I'm okay. And his dad had been having a particularly hard time just the day before. So he would come to people right when they needed it.
Right when they needed it. Isn't that something? And, you know, Robin, I read in the book, I mean, you say you were raised in, you know, the Baptist tradition where, you know, if you didn't ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, you wouldn't go to heaven. You know, like what you said in your book is you would go straight to hell when you died. So how has this changed your belief in, you know, with all of these incidences of the messages and that it's making people feel better, like Tim's dad? Tell him I'm okay, not to worry so much. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. So how has this changed your belief, or has it?
My belief had already started changing when I left home and started on my metaphysical journey, which was difficult to get through being raised that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell people, I say, you know, we've got to stop this. Do you know how bad it would make someone feel who lost someone who wasn't saved, and you're telling them that you're their child, their loved one is in hell? And I said, as a parent, that's where I want to go, then I would happily go there. Because that's where I'd want to be. So we need to stop that, and that life is continuing, and that God is pure love, and he would never do that to anybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we are here as, you know, creatures experiencing this emotional life, and so sometimes we mess up, sometimes we get it right, but I totally agree with you there. He just would not do that. So tell us, Robin, what's it like where Tim is now? What do you feel like it's like?
Well, I have since just talked to a medium, and he is with my father, who died when I was 2, and with my grandfather, who died, who also visited me after he died, which is amazing too.
Wow.
So the medium, who didn't know anything, she goes, there are 3 men here, and they're saying that you, one of them wants to talk to you, and that's Tim. I was like, oh. And that they go out fishing, if you can imagine.
Wow.
They hang out. They do whatever they want.
Yes. And that, you know, you say in your book that the veil between you know, human life, and the afterlife is becoming thinner and thinner. And those are the very words that I used on the show last week. And I really feel that way. It's thinner. And then also we get to do what we want to do on the other side, right? So if Tim's fishing mm-hmm. or enjoying himself and having a great time and asking you guys not to worry.
Dune buggy.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And driving his dune buggy. Yeah. He shows up doing the things that he would have done with them is what's amazing.
Wow. Doing the things that he loved to do with them. You know, I had a dream about my dad. He's been gone for some time. And it actually felt like, you know how you said you know the difference when it's a dream? And I felt like I was in his heaven. He was doing exactly what he loved to do. And it felt like, for me, that I was so grateful to be in this dream with him. There was no talking, but I was with him. And it just felt like euphoria, absolute euphoria. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ski or anything, but it's like if you snow ski, you're going down that slope, and oh my gosh, it feels so good. So, you know, in two, a lot of people mentioned that Tim in the dream seems taller.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
It gets to me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Maybe he wanted to be taller. He really
right.
relished being tall. When he was young and had his growth spurt, he said, "Mom, it's so nice to be tall." You know, it just made him feel better to be taller than people. He was about 6 foot tall.
It made him. Yeah, right, uh-huh. right. And, yeah, he was taller, and then also he, you know, it's funny when you my. Thought change for a second. When you and I spoke on the phone several weeks ago, as I do like to do with my guests for a few minutes, you said, "Well, you know, it's too bad that you're not a psychic medium." And I said, "Well, hold on, let me see if I can pick anything up." And I took a deep breath. I said, "Well, I tell you what I'm getting, Robin, is Tim has on jeans. He liked to wear jeans. He has on a pair of jeans, and they have patches on them." I said, "I'm getting patches on the jeans." And you stopped and you said, "Oh, well, that's funny, because when Tim was alive, he wore jeans a lot, and people always commented how they had holes in them." Right?
Yeah. Yes. And he was proud of the fact that he never bought new ones. It was, you know, to get him in new clothes was really difficult. And he said, yeah. "People buy jeans with holes in them. I could do it for them." Because he was working on cars. So. And in
right.
fact, we did. I almost wonder if that's symbolic, because when we got his clothes back, they were ripped even more than usual from the accident. So I wonder if that's his way of saying, "I'm okay now."
You know what? I kind of think it is too. And the patches, to me, because I wasn't seeing the holes, I was seeing the patches. So that's what it feels like, that he is saying, "I'm okay now." His holes in his jeans are his way of saying, "Okay, everything is patched up, and he's fine." Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, Robin, we are going to take a short break, and we'll be right back in a minute, folks, back with Robin Landry. Thank you. Stay tuned. Welcome back. We are with Robin Landry, and she's written the book, It's Like Here, Only Better, about her son, Tim, who passed away 5 years ago in an accident. Now, Tim was really into the Navy ROTC, right, Robin? He just loved helping people. Mm-hmm. You know, and I did his numerology. I asked you to email his name and birth date, as I love to do. And Tim's birthday, he was born October 17th, if you don't mind me telling the listeners. Of course, it's in your book, so yeah. or part of it is October 17th, 1989. And a couple things. Tim's life or birth path adds up to a 9. Well, that is all about humanitarianism, giving to others, serving others, unconditional love, and seeing the beauty in everything. And when you talk about throughout the book that he was always helping people, and he was the leader in some of his, you know, projects he was in. And in fact, his 17th birthday adds up to an 8. 1 and 7 adds up to an 8. And that's very much about being the authority and the leader. And apparently Tim really, really stepped into his role. Isn't that correct?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been the squad leader in the next year in the Navy ROTC.
Wow.
So he was always that way. And I have to say, as a teenage boy, sometimes he got his friends into a little difficulties and got cars stuck in mud, his idea. But he had a lot of fun. He was so much fun, just plain fun. And like once they backed their pickup in the woods into a wasp nest. And
into a wasp
truck
nest.
Filled with wasps. Yes, and nobody, they didn't know what to do, and they're all standing there, you know, teenage boys. So Tim jumped into the car, despite all that, and drove it out, and he never got stung.
Interesting. He never got stung. Yeah, that is pretty amazing.
And he'd been stung as a child, too, so he certainly knew what that was about.
Right, right. But once he stepped into that car, that's so awesome. You know, and when you were saying how fun he was a minute ago, his birth name, Tim Robert Landry, adds up to, actually it's a 77, which eventually we'll see more and more of that as a master number. It's relatively new, you know, as the millennium goes on, we'll see more and more. And interestingly enough, that was what Tim's birth name added up to, 77. So I feel like an old soul kind of guy here, you know, really like to help. So you add the 2 7s together, that's a 14, and then the 1 and the 4 together, 5. So Tim, it tells me that he was really an adventurous kind. He really loved to explore. And is that correct, Robin?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And getting into mischief sometimes with their exploring. But good natured.
Oh, why not? Right. Absolutely. Absolutely good natured. So did you have any feelings of dread when he passed? And the reason I'm asking this, a couple days before my parents passed, I had this feeling that was just all the way from my head to my feet came over me. I called my mother. I said, is everything okay? And she said, sure, you know, nothing's wrong. Well, 2 days later, bam, you know, it wasn't okay. And so did you have any feelings of dread, Robin? Could you feel anything?
Well, we were on vacation without the kids on a boat. So here I was laying around the water with friends and having fun. But I kept having these, you know, that heart palpitations you get. And I was thinking, what is wrong with me? Here I am on vacation and this is what's happening. And here's another weird thing that happened just before. We were in Bedwell Harbor, and I looked up on this cliff, and there were 5 deer standing there, you know, 2 young ones. And I thought, I have never seen deer standing on that cliff before. That's so weird, right there. And then shortly after it happened. But while it was happening, we had gone to an outdoor play. And it was outdoors, 7:30 at night, right when it happened, around the time. And we, 4 of us were there. 3 of us fell asleep for the entire thing, which I've never done before or since.
Interesting. So you fell asleep during this.
Yeah, on a fold-out chair.
On a fold-out chair. So 3 of the 4 of you fell asleep. Okay. Wow. So did you say this is right before? I know you know the timing. It was during. Oh, wow. Wow. And, you know, that brings up something else about the music. Let's see, something about Taylor Swift. There was there was a song on the radio, or what is the story there? That's a little interesting tidbit.
They were listening. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. We were.
No, go ahead.
I listen to Blog Talk, so I get downloads in the morning, and there's no music on it because legally you can't have music when somebody's buying it. I don't know what the reason is, but there's never music. So I was listening to the Coast to Coast show. All of a sudden, very faintly, I could hear music playing, and I identified it as Taylor Swift, and I thought, they can't play music on that. And I don't think Coast to Coast plays Taylor Swift anyway, I'm guessing.
Right.
And then a month or so later, one of the girls told me we were singing to Taylor Swift. That was one of the songs. And he managed to get it into my headphones on a show that it was on. And it hasn't
interesting.
Right. It would be like if I were listening to a podcast of your show and music came on during your talking.
Wow. What were you? How did you feel when that came on? Were you like, where is this coming from? And
yeah. I didn't think anything other. I know I didn't have any Taylor Swift music. I was thinking, well, that's strange.
Right.
But little things, electrical things happen all the time.
All the time. So they still happen, right? You're still getting messages?
And I asked him once, and it was a medium. I go, are you the one doing all those electrical things in my car? And he goes, no, but I'm going to take all the credit.
He wants the credit, though, Mom. You know that.
Right.
Well, and you mentioned... Right. You mentioned in your book that you feel you've done a lot of studying about this, and you feel that some of the electrical features, electricity, I was going to say features in your Lexus were going haywire. And so you feel electricity is energy from a higher dimension to us, which I believe you there.
Right. It kind of crosses the barrier for me because we, you know, we don't know where it comes from. And when it gets to here, it's like it splits. Wave and the particle, whatever. I don't understand it, obviously, but I think that it comes into us, and that's a way they can communicate.
Right. Well, and you know, you've heard if you have a light that keeps twitching on or off, that, you know, it can be our passed over loved ones that are playing, you know, with the electricity or getting our attention for some reason or another. So that really resonates with me. I absolutely get it. And, you know, how have you been feeling since it's happened? I know it's been a while. How are you doing since then? Are you getting a lot of calls from people about the book? Or, you know, what are you up to?
Oh, I don't really, and I didn't plan on writing the book per se, but right afterwards people gave me books on grief, and they were so depressing. You know, families breaking up, and I just said, this is horrible. I can't read about this. So I thought I should put mine out there. So at least there's a difference. So there's something
there is a difference. And I want to tell the listeners that this book is really, really a great read in that Robin puts a lot of the messages in the book and what all Tim has done. And that also the way she's written it, the chapters are really short. So, you know, you can pick it up for a few minutes if you have just 3 or 4 or 5 minutes and read a couple of chapters, and then you can come back to it if you have an hour. And so in that way, it's a great read, Robin. So thank you for doing it that way. And I tell you what, folks, we are going to take another short 15-minute break, and we will be right back. All right. Hello, hello. We are back. This is The Sixth Sense, and I'm Tara Ventura talking with Robin Landry. And Robin, I have a question that, you know, people wonder, and so I have to ask it. Was Tim in any pain when he passed? I mean, how do you feel about that?
The kid said that he was still breathing when they found him, you know, like a kind of a rattling. But the two different mediums I've talked to said, no, he was in no pain whatsoever. He has said. So, no, I would have to say no, he didn't. Wasn't.
He was not.
He also,
so you felt... go ahead.
And one of the mediums said he apologized for the worst phone call of my life. And when you read the book, you realize it. That's how we knew about it, the phone call. It was pretty horrible. But and he apologized.
Yes.
He goes, I'm so sorry for making you feel bad.
Oh, wow. Wow, interesting. So he... You know, and when you think about it, okay, so he knows how to relate to us still as humans, and then he understands what all this has caused you, all the grief, but then at one point, too, he questions one of the friends as to why you all hadn't turned off his cell phone. Is that, am I remembering this correctly?
Yes. That was Cassidy, and... She dreamed of him, and they were riding downtown in a car. And she says, your parents just now turned off your cell phone. And he said, what took them so long?
Right.
He was the most amazing one. They were best friends since kindergarten. And total best friends, not dating, just best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. And she had the best dreams. Cassidy should. She wrote half the book.
Yeah,
lovely,
I noticed.
Lovely girl.
Right. I noticed she has an awful lot of the dreams. You've put an awful lot of her dreams in the book. And so it's a wonderful collaboration. And, you know, just have to tell you, Robin, thank you so much for, you know, for coming out with this. Because as you said a minute ago, some of the books, and I'm sure that you were handed and that people, you know, have read are dreadful and uninspiring and... This is one that, you know, I picked up and I feel more inspired. You know, it helps you to open up. Yes. And I'm sure other people have felt the same way after reading it. You feel more connected. You feel like there is, you know, obviously life after death and a way to communicate with those that we love. So
one of the things Tim said. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and that's a wonderful feeling. Go ahead. One of the things Tim said was?
I got into hypnotherapy right after, and I had this one gal who was really good at hypnotherapy, I mean, being put under, and she could see Tim, and she saw him come through a porthole on the boat where I was doing her, which has a mirror surrounding it, of course, so there's something about mirrors. And she said he has a whole bunch of people surrounding him, looking up to him, and he says, I'm really busy. That's all I can talk. I got to go now. So she said he had all these different kinds of people looking at him expectantly. So when I talked to a medium after that, she said, what Tim is doing right now is he's the greeter of people who pass over, especially young people. Once they get their loved one, he's the one that takes them and shows them around.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that amazing? And that's, of course, with me feeling, you know, his numerology is 9, his loving of people and wanting to help. And I feel that, too. I feel that's exactly what he's doing. He said he was busy. Can you believe? I mean, he said he's busy. He's helping other people and young people. Oh, my gosh. That is awesome work. You know, people... Young ones maybe that have passed over and you know, need some guidance right away or maybe they're there. I do feel like Tim is continuing to work in, you know, in a different type of environment, but he's doing his work. So
exactly what he did here. He always had friends coming over and they'd be having long talks. And I said, what's that about? Oh, they just needed to talk.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
And one of the things a medium said about him, she said he's going to be the conduit and he needed to have somebody with a strong connection, me, so that I could write blogs and he would warn us when earth happenings were going on because he wanted to make sure his friends and family and people that mattered would be taken care of to make it over to the next you know, not to the next side, but to the new earth.
To the new earth. There you go.
There's a lot of stuff happening right now, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of kids crossing over right now.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
So he needs me to be his conduit to be saying these things. And I said, but I'm not. I don't have a blog. But I guess I might.
I think that might be a good idea. I mean, yeah, he does. He feels like he's, again, that veil is getting thinner and thinner. And you say that in the book. And he's saying, you know, I want to help warn you when something's getting ready to happen. So wouldn't that be wonderful to, quote, unquote, channel some of his information and help mm-hmm. you can help people on this side while he's helping people on the other side, right?
Right, right. Amazing.
Yeah, that is so great.
So if I get messages, I will pay attention to them.
You will? You promise? No. I know this is a very heartfelt thing with you, and I totally understand. I think it's amazing that, you know, you've written this wonderful book, and it helps people. I just know it helps people that have had this situation happen, this or something similar. And then those of us, too, that just want a stronger connection and feel that stronger connection to the spiritual side, to, you know, what else there is. So thank you so much for writing the book. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your message.
Thank you, Tara. It was wonderful
talking to you. Oh, it's wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much, everybody. This is Robin Landry. And again, it's like here only better. Don't you love it? Thank you, Robin. All right. So now, everyone, we have a special guest coming on. Her name is Cynthia Siegel. Cynthia Siegel is currently ranked in the top 20 in the world as best and most trusted psychic and healer. Her eternal optimism, I was going to say enthusiasm, because you'll know why when you listen to her, and endless joy are her trademarks. Cynthia delivers answers to clients in 19 countries around the world, advising them on business, personal, and even pet issues. Her website is theredphonetogod.com. I just love that. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are next week going to have another wonderful guest, and also Cynthia Siegel. And as I told you, her background, she is going to be on with us next week, the last 10 minutes. And of course, anybody wants to talk to me, you feel a need to speak with me, please give me a shout. You can call me at 512-203-6320 or email me at themagicalmatrix@gmail.com, and that is magicalmatrix@gmail.com, or look at my website, themagicalmatrix.com. All right, everyone, have a fantastic week, and I so look forward to talking with you next time. All right. Bye-bye.